on Monday, the 21st, there was a armed robbery that occurred at 2000 Cabot, which is La Potosina. It's a small business dealing with some odds and ends type goods. Two black males entered the store, and one was armed. They demanded money, and then they left the premise in what we believe to have been a black Chrysler. Later, we had received some information that led us to the arrest of a Reginald Brew out of Houston. He worked for a company that had done business with La Potosina in the past, and he was linked through it that way and recognized as being one of the suspects.
So were employees of the store instrumental in identifying the suspect?
They were able to get us some video that gave us a good enough picture of the individuals, which led to the arrest of one of them.
And if you could get some detail into the apprehension of the suspect, who I understand was at work at the time he was arrested?
Correct. Once we had received the tip, we had officers respond to Houston, and when he got off of work, they apprehended that subject along with some items of interest that linked him to the offense.
I also noticed that a tattoo was instrumental in identifying the suspect.
Correct. Reginald Brew has a large tattoo. I believe it's on the top of his left hand, and the video showed that a tattoo in that same location, and it was very similar in nature, plus all the other mitigating factors that linked him to the offense. However, it is still being investigated. There is a second suspect that we are working on identifying.
And was anybody injured in the robbery?
There was one employee that received some bruising during the incident. One of the individuals had assaulted him.
As in being struck with the firearm?
No, I don't believe he was struck with the firearm. I think it was physical. The employee had made a movement that was, and the suspects believed it to be threatening, or I don't know if he was trying to escape, or if he, you know, if his nose was itching, you know, but he made some kind of movement, and the suspects believed it to be threatening and assaulted him.
And was the injury serious enough that the victim had received medical attention?
No, it was not.